hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got a lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of things going on. There's a dive show in Boston. The Boston Sea Rover show is going on this weekend, and Abby from Divers Alert Network is there, and she's promised to share a few moments with us. Also, some big announcements. We got another trip, it looks like, we're going to take the crew to. Bill doesn't even know about this, but we're going to talk about a location I haven't even been. Wait, you're holding your breath?
I am breathless with anticipation.
Yes, well, that is, we'll share that in just a bit.
Now I'm a little lightheaded.
Also, we've set up some continuing education for the Scuba Radio crew. And that would be me, and, well, that'd pretty much be me. Oh, and my mermaid Tony and her better half are going to join us too.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that in just a bit. But it's continuing. You know, you're always learning. You're never too old, or that's not the right word. You're never too mature in your diving experience to learn something new. And so we've scheduled another class that we'll get into here in just a bit. And who knows? Maybe you want to join us for that as well. But before we get into some really cool news, Hollywood-type news, I want to remind you to go to...
Hooray for Hollywood!
Well, you know, it's like movie stuff. We're going to get that in just a bit. Don't forget to go to scubaradio.com and register for our giveaway. We have a Cobra iRadar up for grabs, and we're going to reward this to one lucky listener, probably you may have about 2 weeks left to get your name in the hopper. And all you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, click on the Scuba Radio Monthly giveaway, and you'll be in the running for this iRadar, which basically uses your iPhone and interfaces with a radar detector. And so you set this little box on the dash and then just leave your phone on with a special app that it has for it. And you have a radar detector on your iPhone. Very, very cool, state-of-the-art stuff, and we
also
get these
popcorn
things from Cobra Marine because, you know, they hook us
because
up.
Because we know the combination of the outside door.
No, that's not it at all. The reason they don't want us to be late for our dives. So
right,
we
right.
know how divers get a little anxious.
Little antsy.
Yeah, you know, speaking of anxious divers when they drive, you know Mermaid Tony, she has issues. She likes to speed.
Well, here's why. I've been in her car.
Yeah.
It's likely to stop at any second. So
good
the
point.
Faster
see,
you go,
see.
The closer you are to home when your car breaks down.
Mermaid Tony is on the line right now. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, but it was a lot better until you made fun of my car.
I'm not. That was Bill. That wasn't me.
I was not making fun of your car. I was making a very valid observation about your car, and
yeah.
It's not the same thing.
I was making fun of your driving. So, totally different. And just,
I should make fun of your driving, Grandma.
No, quit it. Just stop. All right, so Mermaid Tony is actually working today, and we've basically, what'd you do, step inside a closet right now or something, or you're like hiding from the owner down there in the Keys, or
I cannot
what?
Tell you how happy I would be if I found out that Tony was coming out of the closet right now.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm actually just standing in the middle of the dive shop.
Yes, which dive shop are you allowed to say?
Today I am working for Keys Diver.
Keys Diver.
Mm-hmm.
In Keys Diver and where? Where are they located?
Up in Key Largo.
Key Largo. Okay. And so you're in there working the shop. Not doing the mermaid thing today, just helping them manage the constant flow of divers that are coming down to the Keys and diving with key divers today, right?
This is very true. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. I've heard that. Now, a lot of stuff's going on in Tony's world, and being that this is like the world's first radio show devoted to Mermaid Tony, we might as well cover some of this, don't you think, Bill?
Oh,
all the world is Tony's world, and we're just divers in it.
This is true. This is true.
I think you guys should stop that.
Nah, it's all good. And, you know, I mean, we like living vicariously through Mermaid Tony sometimes. She's doing
living
some
La
really
Vida Tony
cool things. I mean, she gets to come along and play our little mermaid thing that we do at some of the dive shows and some of these cool trips. But Hollywood is starting to knock.
Hooray for Hollywood!
Let's talk about this, Tony, because this is big news. What is going on? What are you doing next week down in the Keys?
On Thursday and Friday, I'm playing the wife in the situation where this couple went on their honeymoon diving in Australia, and the husband apparently killed his wife.
Killed her dead.
Allegedly.
I don't think it's alleged anymore.
Is it?
I do not think it's alleged anymore.
I don't know
anymore.
If he's still been... Has he been convicted now or what?
The chances of him listening to us are very thin.
He spent time in prison in Australia, and he will hear as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, he will hear as well.
Now,
okay.
Fortunately, he didn't hurt any marine wildlife, so he's out of jail already.
Well, I was going to say, if he served time in Australia, I mean, that doesn't really count, does it?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, whatever. But you get to play the wife who gets killed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait a second. That seems strange to me, because normally I would have thought that you would have gotten that role. It's a dead diver. I thought that was really in your wheelhouse. Do you feel as though you're now competing with Tony for roles?
Well, you know, yeah, I was up for the part, but my breasts were too big.
And you wouldn't shave your beard.
No, they didn't ask.
I understand. They didn't get to that point.
Well, when I lay down on the couch... the director just went running, something like that. I don't know. But no, Tony got the part to play the dead wife or the wife that'll be killed or whatever.
Now, is this for a movie or is it for a TV show or is it an episode of Snapped?
It's an episode of a TV show. I'm not exactly sure of the name. All that stuff has been kind of kept from me for some odd reason.
Top secret.
It's supposed to air on the Triple Channel. And they did a remake of it once upon a time, and these people have decided that they're going to do it better.
Let me ask this question. Is it going to start at least like Open Water? Because that movie really went downhill after the first 5 minutes.
You mean the hotel scene?
The hotel scene.
Oh, jeez. Tony hadn't seen that movie. She doesn't watch TV or the media.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Which is good for me.
Yeah.
It keeps me out of trouble. But the first 5 minutes were good. After that, downhill, downhill, downhill. And hopefully they're just concentrating on that opening scene.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, let's be real here. You've played a dead diver before on our last video shoot. You saw me play a dead diver. So you have plenty of experience. And, you know, you've watched The Master at work. So, will you be channeling that type of energy for this performance next week, you figure?
I'd really rather not, because if I channeled your energy, I would get sunburned from your white balance.
Shush!
That was
my method acting. I was just doing that purely because, you know, what is a dead diver going to be, tan and pretty? Come on! No, of course not!
I have a far better question to ask,
Tony.
What's that? How familiar are you with this original story?
About as familiar as anyone else.
Okay, well then that's great.
You can look it up online.
Because here's the thing. I knew that didn't they just get married when this happened?
Yeah,
they had been married for 11 days. They were on their honeymoon.
Yeah, they had just gotten married.
That sounds about right.
But I didn't think that they were young. I didn't think they were
20-something. She was 26 years old.
Okay.
What a coinkydink.
Yeah, I guess the question was she good looking or not? Or were you the second choice, but Ruth Buzzy wasn't available?
All they said was they needed a 20-something-year-old blonde, in-shape dive instructor. That was their requirement.
I can see where that's the sort of thing I would write down and then tell people I made movies and just keep doing auditions for the balance of my week of vacation. That's what I'd do.
I did tell you I was a little worried, didn't I? I haven't seen the chat list yet. So.
Yes. Well, what she doesn't know is that I've been contracted to play the guy. I get to kill Tony.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, no, okay. No, it's not me. Actually, are we allowed to say who you're trying to get roped in for that part?
Sure, by all means. I haven't quite heard back yet for sure, but hopefully it works out.
Now, might be playing the...
This is how the phone call goes. She says, well, I'm glad that you've selected me to be in your movie. Let me tell you somebody I think could kill me.
Yes.
And I live with constant fear that my boyfriend might just one day do me in. So I think he'd be perfect for the part.
Yes. Is that how it is, Tony? Is that how you pitched it?
It was pretty close. Yeah. I think it started because he was joking around that morning about killing me underwater, and then he just so happened to kind of look a little bit like the guy, not really, but close enough. So
yeah. He's like, hey,
it
you know what?
Maybe this... him that killed me underwater.
This may not be that big of a stretch for me. I could probably do this.
And by the way, Sean Connery's not available for the role.
Yes, maybe not. All right, more coming up. We got a continuing education and diving to talk about with Tony, too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah, into Inagua, Benete, into Long Island, all around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's King. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini.
Yeah, you know, Tony's been to Bimini. New Year's Eve, we did that. We're going to go back there and spend some more time at the Guy Harvey Outpost and Neil Watson Dive Adventure Place.
Ready
Bill
to go.
Might even come.
Ready to go.
He might.
Bags are packed.
I doubt it. But we'll see. Mermaid Tony is on the line with us. She's working at Keys Diver in Key Largo today. So if you're in the area, go down and say hi to her and give her some grief. Just say,
hi, Tony!
Do you got any of your little cards with you, your little Scuba Radio Mermaid cards you could sign for people, Tony, today or
little
no?
Little cards. They're 6x8.
Do.
You do?
Always prepared. Good always mermaid's always prepared.
That's true. This is true. And so there you go. Keys Diver there in Key
Largo. They're H-O scale.
H-O scale? What's that mean?
It's a model train, so don't even worry about it.
Did you just call her a hoe?
I did not.
That's not right. I'm sorry, Tony. I try to keep Bill in line. You know how it is, right?
I think that was more you there, Greg. Thanks.
Never, never. All right, so, Tony, we've talked about the fact that you're going to be in a new TV show or shooting a little project next week, and obviously we'll hear more about that after it takes place.
Vacations of Death.
And you die once again on film. However, we got to talk about what you're really down there in the Keys right now, and that is teaching. You have opened up shop as an independent paddy dive instructor, and people can come down to the Keys and go diving with you, right?
Absolutely. I wish more people would.
Yes. So all you got to do is go to scubaradio.com and click on Mermaid Tony's blog, and there's a way for you to email her, and you can literally connect and plan a trip down to the Keys and learn how to scuba dive or do some continuing education. You could certify anyone up through Dive Master, right?
This is true. And I can also do DAN courses as well. They can learn how to use O2, AEDs, everything.
All right, now let's say that it's a husband and wife, and the husband's a diver and the wife isn't. How long would it take for her to learn enough diving for them to dive together on that same trip?
All right, that depends. Is the guy loaded?
Well, no, I mean, not when he's driving, not when he's diving. But he is a pretty heavy drinker.
Okay.
As far as water time, they could do it as little as a day and a half to 2-3 days, kind of depending on weather and how comfortable they are in the water.
All right, let's say you want to take your spouse down, and you really don't care whether or not they make it back up again. No, I'm just joking. I'm mixing up her Hollywood life and her real life there, Bill. It's just not right, is it?
All
right,
not at all.
Once again, just go to scubaradio.com and you can connect with Mermaid Tony and learn how to dive. And then you'll have the added bonus of saying that you are certified to scuba by a real life mermaid. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, every other dive boat you go on will think you're narked. That's great. That's fantastic. Right. Best thing ever.
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool thing. And Tony does know her stuff. I got to give her props. Now, and she is always learning. She mentioned she's also a Dan. Instructor as well from Divers Alert Network, so she can do the O2, the AEDs, all these kind of things,
the IUDs.
To further your continuing education. But she doesn't stop there. We have a plan in April to actually take a class on free diving. Now, we got to talk about this a little bit, Tony. Are you ready? I know you've wanted to do this for many, or at least for the last year or so since we've known you. You've wanted to take a free diving course, right?
For a couple of years now, actually.
I know a lot of people that want to dive for free. So what makes somebody so different?
No, free diving, breath hold diving, snorkeling like a pro. We've had Martin Stepanek on the show before, world-class free diver. He has several world records when it comes to free diving. He has his own free diving school down in Pompano Beach. And he has offered to take Tony, myself, and maybe a couple other folks down through a class in April to learn how to free dive properly. Now, right now, we had to sign up for the course, and there was a box on there. It's like, what's your personal best holding your breath? Tony, how long can you hold your breath right now?
My best static breath hold was 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
2 minutes and 34 seconds? What the hell do you need this class for then?
Well, that was on land. That was sitting on my couch playing Sudoku.
Playing Sudoku. She could hold her breath over 2.5 minutes.
Stepanek can do like 7-8 minutes, right?
Right, right. Yeah, he did that on the air once a few years ago live.
That was the best radio ever.
Eight minutes
of a guy holding his breath.
Well, you remember what we did. We tried to pimp him by putting two of our mermaids in
exactly
the water so
right.
We could throw him off his game.
Right, didn't work.
Did not work. He was focused. He was laser focused.
Tony, however, could have thrown him off his game.
Well, we're going to find out.
Because she would have pretended to die.
Well, there you go. Good point.
Now, what she does now.
But see, no, wait a minute. We're going to do the level one course in April, Tony, and you can already hold your breath for over 2.5 minutes.
Have you seen the lungs on this girl?
It's the difference of doing that underwater, though, as well as being able to control the ears.
Bill, what do you think I put down in my box of how long I've held my breath
in
a static breath hold?
As long as I've known you, Greg, you have only not talked for 30 seconds at a whack, so it can't be any longer than 30
Honestly,
seconds.
Honestly, I've never really tried to just sit here and hold my breath.
You put 45 seconds.
I did. I just guessed. I think I could do 45.
We'll do it during the next commercial break. Whichever one of us passes out first wins.
Should we wait for the commercial break or just do it while we're on the air? and just
I think we should wait.
Okay, maybe that could be a problem, couldn't it? All right.
Unless you're driving, everyone else can join us too on the break.
All right. So
we'll have 2 minutes.
Well, the idea is after they are done with this course, we're supposedly we'll be able to dive down to 60 feet. What's the deepest you've done, Tony?
Probably about 50 or so, because I got really, really lucky. Normal reef here, which is about 25-30 feet.
You don't even need this class then.
She was really, really lucky. Somebody dropped their weight belt, and she grabbed it as it went by, and she got dragged down to 50 feet. That's what happened, yes.
Well, her spouse tried to drown her underwater.
She's not married.
Oh, that's right. It's
Normally, she's the one that reminds us of that.
Yeah, good point. All right. Well, we're going to take this class regardless, but my prediction is after it, I'll be able to smoke her. I'll be able to absolutely...
You think she's going to get so dried out that you'll be able to put her into a pipe? I'm confused.
Yeah, now I'm all...
Honestly, Greg, and I hate to say this because you and I are men. I cannot think of a single physical competition that you or I could compete against Tony at and win.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, you can't put her in a pipe. Smoke her like a fish.
I understand. In a smokehouse.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think, Tony?
Well, if it's anything like the push-up contest we had on the Turks and Caicos boat, then I'm going to beat you at pretty much anything.
Did she say push-up pad dress?
She said push-up contest.
Oh, push-up contest. I was like, dress? I didn't.
All right, so we're
going to
hold our breath during this break. We'll see if we can hold our breath all the way through the break, right?
All right, here we go.
That's what we're going to do. This is going to be the best break ever. No talking.
No, we can talk. I just can't take another breath, right?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, wait. I screwed up.
He's already done.
Oh, man.
4.5 seconds.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
How many minutes was that? That was like over a 4 minute breath hold right there, wasn't it?
It's just over 2.5 minutes.
Are you still going? Wow. Okay, it's amazing.
I am light.
You're lightheaded, aren't you?
I gotta sit down.
Yeah, you know, we were buddy breathing there. Or not always that's not right. We were watching each other because you're not supposed to hold your breath without someone watching you, especially if you're underwater, because people die doing this.
And, yeah, people would die from buddy breathing with you, I think, on land.
Shush.
No regulators.
But but this freediving thing that we're going to do, you know, when you practice, don't do it in the pool. You know, if you're sitting on your couch playing Sudoku, sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
if you're doing something which requires absolutely no effort, like, I don't know, 2-hour radio show once a week.
Yeah. No, I don't know. How long did you do during that break, for real?
I had to talk to Tony. I did like 15 seconds.
Oh, did you?
Well, yeah.
I did the 45 seconds, and then I stopped. I think I could have went over a minute. I think I could have.
You seemed like you were not in distress.
Yeah, I mean,
you were targeting that 45 seconds.
I mean, honestly,
you did concentrate on it, though. I saw you start to ignore me.
Yes. Well, that's true.
It's really not that different from usual, though.
Well, this is true. No, I mean, I've never really tried to just sit there and hold my breath as a static breath hold just to see. So when I got that question, what's your personal best? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you know what you do? You skip over that one, hold your breath, and see how long you do, and then you can go back to it.
Well, maybe. But here's the thing. You know, it's like...
not a strategist.
Nah, I don't have time for that. I'm not like Tony. I don't play Sudoku.
You were filling out a damn form. You could have just held your breath.
Well, yeah, but...
And finished filling out the form and gone back to it.
Right, that would have taken me an extra minute or two.
No.
If I would have had to sit there and practice.
No. Never mind. I refuse to explain it again.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'll be using the exact same words, and you still won't understand them.
Wait, are you talking right now?
Turns out I am.
Oh, okay. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to hold my breath again. This one will be much shorter, though.
Yes, it will.
Practice. Maybe that's all I need.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 256. Octopus have been known to eat crabs. That being said, it is not advisable to stuff one into your board shorts in a misguided effort to alleviate that surprise gift you got from your last lover. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Diving with medical issues, Greg.
We're going to be here for a while, aren't we?
Why do you say that?
There are a lot of medical issues out there.
Well, that's true. And if you went through them all one by one, yes, it would take ages. But as far as a safety tip for diving with medical issues is concerned, it comes down to three little words.
Don't do it.
Nope, it's tell the truth.
Ah, as in tell the truth about any medical condition you may have?
Exactly.
Are you saying folks lie about having medical conditions, Nick?
Well, we'd like to believe they don't, but yes, we've known it to happen a time or two.
So why is it so important to tell the truth?
Well, setting aside the whole legal aspect of it, which I'm not going to get into here, but being honest about any medical condition you have can have repercussions on your safety.
You mean in case something goes wrong?
That, and being able to incorporate any necessary adaptations into your initial dive plan, which hopefully will help to avoid problems in the first place. But if something were to go wrong, and you need medical assistance, the more accurate the information your care providers have, the better able they are to treat you.
Okay, but I know divers who are afraid they won't be allowed to dive if they admit they're less than perfectly healthy.
I understand that. But that's really old school thinking. We know a lot more about diving physiology and diving medicine, and we've learned a lot in the last decade or so, and we're still learning more every day. Medical conditions that used to mean automatic preclusion or exclusion from diving don't necessarily mean that anymore.
Like diabetes.
Like diabetes. It used to be that if you admitted to having diabetes, you were automatically done, out of the water, finito. But now, we've learned so much about diabetes and diving and how the two interact that it's just not necessarily the case anymore.
What about dive operators who won't let you dive if you check a yes on the medical form? I mean, I know divers that have done everything right and are still refused a spot on the boat because of a medical condition.
You have to understand that dive operators have liability issues to consider. But again, I'm not getting into legalities today. At the end of the day, each operator has the last word in how to run their own business. What I recommend and I'm trying to advocate is taking a work as a team approach.
How so?
To begin, start by being proactive and considerate. A great way to approach this is to call the dive operator ahead of time and find out what kind of documentation they might need in order to have your yes turn into a non-exclusion. When you are able to collect that documentation, and that might mean seeing your doctor and sending them down information or documentation that supports your physical ability to dive safely, they're likely to say yes to you diving. It's much better to know that information before you get on the plane and go down there than it is on the first day of the trip.
So what if you're not sure whether your medical condition will keep you out of the water?
Talk to your doctor about it. If you're concerned that your doctor is not a diving medical specialist, your doctor is welcome to call Dan and ask for particular guidance and support. If we don't know, we also have a pool of referral specialists that we can use as additional clinical resources both for us and your physician. Remember that the medical community is not out to keep you from diving. We're out to make sure that you dive safely.
So what's the bottom line here, Nick?
If you have a medical condition, be honest about it. Lying about it or trying to hide it in your medical forms can lead to serious problems. The folks leading your dives or running your dive trips need to know if there are special considerations that are pertinent to you that they need to know about.
Because being honest in this situation really can impact your safety.
And that's the truth.
If you're a diver living with a medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean your diving days are done, but it does mean you need to be honest about it. For your own safety and the safety of those around you, if you're asked, tell the truth. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right. You know, we don't hold our breath when we're diving. That's the first rule of diving. However, free diving is a totally different ballgame. And for those of you who happen to be stumbling into our little show devoted to diving, you must understand that free diving is really, it's like snorkeling. It's breath hold diving. Free diving, breath hold diving is what we call it. And so in April, Tony and myself and a couple other folks are going to join Martin Stepanek, world record free diving champion and instructor, and he's going to take us through a course to make us better free divers. And you may ask, well, wait, you're scuba divers. Why would you bother doing this? That's why you put on a tank and you learn how to dive so you don't have to hold your breath anymore. Well, my theory is, or my thinking is that I know if I become a better free diver, it'll make me a better diver, period. And there are times when I've wanted to just go off and snorkel and dive down and check out a few little things without having to put on a tank and stuff. And I've done my personal best free diving. I've been down to about 45-ish feet. And so me and Tony are probably about the same on depth. I don't know how long I've held my breath. I don't think I've ever done any 2.5-minute free dive. I've never tried it. Just
and Tony has not done a 2.5-minute free dive either.
She has not, right. But she has been down to 45 feet. And so I've done the same thing. I've dove down, grabbed the sand, knowing how deep it was, and then just kind of made my way back to the surface. So I can do it a little bit. But after taking this course, Martin, I don't know if you channel, you know, your inner, you know, calm self, or I don't know what he does, but he turns you into some kind of circus freak that will allow you to dive down to like 60 feet.
I am concerned that you'll come back with gills.
Well, that could be that would be kind of cool. I would like that. I mean, what diver wouldn't want gills? Have you ever had that dream? I've always wanted to be able to breathe underwater. I think it'd be great. That's what we do. It just happens to be a tank instead of gills.
Actually, the only dream I have about being underwater, except for when I'm actually diving, where I have diving dreams.
Yeah.
I dream I'm Sandy.
You dream you're Sandy?
The squirrel from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, really? Okay. Isn't she a girl?
She is a girl, but
just saying, Bill.
So she's got a clear diving helmet on all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, not all the time. Most all the time. All right. Sometimes she takes it off, and she's got a flower on it.
Yeah. Well,
for decoration.
It'll be cool.
Mine doesn't have a flower.
This has been okay, but we can always throw one in there if you make it feel better.
It turns out it has kisses.
Oh, big. Very nice. Yeah. All right, well, that's going to happen in April, this free diving course we're going to take.
Very nice.
And we'll obviously cover the whole thing right here on the show. And there's rumors that our buddy Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters may join in on this adventure as well.
That would be neat.
Because Martin uses his boat. So we've talked to Jeff before. We may hook up with him today on the phone. And, you know, I've already pretty much, challenged Tony. I think I'll smoke her. I do. I think when it,
I think you have absolutely positively no chance. You may forget that the time that you spend diving with Tony, she comes back with more air than you have left in your tank.
Right. Yeah, her nickname is Tony Bottle.
Correct.
Yeah, she is a very safe diver to be with because you know she never uses her air.
Right.
And so if, God forbid, you ever run out of it, you always know you got a spare tank on her.
Right.
So that does make
it turns out
that
here's the thing. If you need air, she will hand you the regulator out of her mouth like she's supposed to. And most other divers would go and just pull their octopus and start using that. She actually forms one using our origami if she needs to. She folds paper to create an auxiliary second stage.
Really?
Takes a couple minutes.
That
but she does
impressive.
It. Yes.
But see, you got to understand. You know me, Bill, and I play dirty. So I'm figuring, you know, when we do a little contest and we dive down to that 60-foot thing.
Yeah, what are you going to tickle her?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a poker with something. Poker with a stick.
Hey, that ain't your finger. What?
Hey. Yeah, I'm a tickler with my lobster tickle stick.
Okay.
And then you know, then she'll have to
You're both going to die.
No. No, I... Well,
No. She's going to have to breathe underwater when you tickle her, and then she's going to kill you. You're both going to die. Don't do this.
I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah, don't do this.
Well, it'll be fun radio. Let's put it that way.
I don't think we'll be getting radio.
What do you mean? Why? We're going to do the show from the boat that day.
Okay,
that
you'll do the show
in April.
But you won't be wearing headgear.
Well, no, but as soon as we come up and I declare victory, we'll capture that moment on...
Yeah, just because you got back to the boat first. It wasn't a race to get back to the boat first.
Well, yeah. All right. Maybe I have to...
Actually, maybe
this.
That's the thing. Change the game. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
The undersea world certainly is full of wonders.
It was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal?
What the heck was that? I don't understand what he means. All right, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we got several guests on coming in for next hour. We're going to get a report from the Boston Sea Rover show, hopefully, and check in with a few other folks on the road. And we're talking about some places we're going to go. Big announcements coming up in hour two. However, first, you know, Bill touched on this on the last segment, and I was talking to him
Accident. I have never once tried to touch on anything for you.
Well, let's just, we'll leave that part out of it. But you didn't
We'll leave that
up,
alone?
Yes. Yeah, you don't want, don't play with it. All right, so here's the thing. I know we've touched on this. Now, see, that's the wrong word. We have talked about this diver dream issue before on Scuba Radio. I don't know how much we've went into it, but you mentioned, you know, that you have these diver dreams when you're diving, And right. It happens to every time.
We're on a liverboard. Yeah. I will be asleep. Of course, you spend about a third of your time sleeping when you're on a liverboard.
Well, this is true.
I mean, you sleep, you dive, you eat. In that order,
yeah,
repeatedly.
But you don't have to even be on a liverboard. If you're in Grenada or the Bahamas, well, after a few days of diving,
right.
You kind of get into this mode. And I have this happen every time. And I've talked to many other divers that have this same experience. And that is when you close your eyes at night after a couple days of maybe two or three dives a day.
Right.
You'll close your eyes and I'll see an underwater scene. You'll have this mental picture of being down underwater on the reef. It is
correct.
Really freaky.
Well, I don't think it's freaky.
I mean, it's relaxing for sure, right. But I don't get this any other time. So what do you think that is? Why is that?
Well, here's what I think it is, and I say it's because of liveaboard, because it's only when I do liveaboard diving that I really get relaxed with my diving, that I get enough repetitions in a row. That I'm real comfortable because of my schedule. I don't get to dive anywhere near as frequently as you do. So
the
first couple of dives, I'm always a little anxious. But after, three, four dives, after, a day or two of diving, I'm much more comfortable. And then once I'm relaxed underwater, when I get relaxed, I start to, I think, equate the two.
Well, maybe. I mean, obviously, I do think it's the amount of diving, not where you are at. I don't think it matters if you're on a boat.
It's not because I'm on a boat. It's because when you're on a boat, all I have to do is dive.
Right.
I'm diving all the time. I'm not getting myself worked up the way that I do when I'm.
But why do
when
we
I'm
have
doing other things?
Why do we have this mental underwater picture? As
because
opposed
it's the best damn place on the planet to be.
Well, maybe. But why don't you close your eyes and think of the scene off the back of the boat?
It's
sunset or some common
because
thing.
That's not as good. Because there is literally nothing better than being underwater diving on a reef.
Well, this is
not
true.
Not one solitary thing that I can think of that's better than that.
I agree, but surely there are people listening
and
right
because
now.
I'm married and I've forgotten what sex is.
Okay, good point. Me and Bill are very much in sync on that. But regardless, there's probably people listening right now going, what the hell are they talking about?
I really do think that it's unique to a situation where you're traveling and what you're doing is diving. And for me, that only happens when we're on the liveaboards,
right, well,
but
would
for
this,
you...
Let's say you're a skydiver or a kite guy. What are those hand
gliders? I'll tell you what, if you were a skydiver... And your dreams when you're doing yes, it's just the falling dream, and then if I don't wake up, I'm dead.
All right, well, hang glider. I'm thinking a hang glider looks very relaxing type of thing.
I'll bet you they have.
You think they have hang gliding dreams when they close their eyes after a week?
And I'm hoping that's what the pilot's dreaming of when he falls asleep. as my son flies Virgin Atlantic tomorrow to London.
Well, I don't know if anybody wants to chime in on this 888-88 scuba. Is the number, we haven't really talked about this before on the show that much. And, I need to get to the bottom of this because I do, after this happens a few times, it's very relaxing, like Bill says, and it's very calming. But I got to say, it kind of wigs me out just a bit because I close my eyes and I instantly have a scene of being underwater, like I'm underwater. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Am I losing my mind? But then I talk to other people about this that dive, and it's kind of like a universal thing that divers have experienced. It's not out of the ordinary at all. It's maybe it's like a group hypnosis type of thing that divers encounter. I don't know. If you want to chime in on this 888-88 scuba, surely somebody has done some research on this. If they haven't, maybe we have tapped into something that should be done of why divers have this dream of being underwater when they, when they come up from a few dives in the evening. It's very relaxing, but a little distracting and, borderline kind of disturbing in one sense. Is this our buddy right here on the line?
The artist formerly known as Single Scott.
Oh, yes. Scott, how are you, my friend?
How are you today?
I'm good, Scott.
I can't wait for this new announcement. Where are you going?
Yeah, well, we'll tell you. Hour two. We'll spill the beans.
But, how many spots are available?
Once again, I can't give out that information until it's proper time. I will not divulge any information before it's time.
But that'll be okay.
That'll be hour two for sure. But have you had that dream? I know you have. We've talked about this on the boats before, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So have you heard anybody say why that happens or not?
You know, I haven't come up with any good rational explanation.
No, right. Okay, so basically we just wrote it off to too much drinking.
Or, yeah. How about this? This, I think, is perfectly rational. Amoebas crawl into your brain when you're in the water.
Okay. That's...
And you have to be completely dried out for them to die.
All right, that makes a nice uplifting thought for sure for my next trip adventure. I don't know. All right, more in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving and dreaming about it, evidently, too.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.